Welcome to an all-new Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma give their opinions on the latest happenings surrounding Yankees baseball, as well as dive into the hottest topics in the sports world. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Off the Wall podcast here on YesNetwork.com. Just a reminder, if you like what you hear during the podcast today or in past podcasts, don't forget, you can download it at iTunes for free. That's right, F-R-E-E, and that's the best kind of price you could have for anything. Joining us this week, that would be myself, Chris Sheeran, and Joe Auriemma, is our old buddy Al Iannazzone of the record. Al, no longer on the Nets beat, he is now on the Knicks beat. Al, welcome.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We are fantastic. Let's get right to this. I want to start with Dwight Howard. You know, the lockout ends and the soap opera begins. Do you think there's any way the Magic have taken him off the trade market, but do you think there's any way he goes back on, or are they going to keep this guy? What's your gut?
Well, I think he goes back on. There's no question. He doesn't want to be there, and they can't let him go without getting something in return. You know, and let's remember something. Anybody can say whatever they want, but the truth is usually far from what is said to the media. Mikhail Prokhorov said, "We are out of the Carmelo Anthony sweepstakes last year."
I remember that well.
And we all knew that they were never out. They're not out until the guy is traded. So until Dwight Howard is traded, the Nets are still in it. And I do believe he's going to get moved before, I guess it's March 15th, whatever the trade deadline is this year, because they can't let a franchise player go without getting something in return.
Sean Williams, the Knicks were looking to bring him back, but he signed with the Nets. What was the deal breaker for him not going back to the Knicks?
Well, I think it was money, and I think it was opportunity. He's going to get more of an opportunity with the Nets, especially now when you look what they have up front. You know, you knew they were going to waive Travis Outlaw.
Right.
So Sean can play 3-4. I think the Nets are still looking for a 3, and they're still looking for a 4, but you know, Sean's a good shooter. He got 2 years at about $6 million from the Nets. The Knicks, he was going to get 2 years, about $5 million. I think the second year wasn't guaranteed. So it made sense for Sean. I think he's going to be great playing with Darren Williams, obviously, and whoever the Nets have in the middle, whether it's Brook Lopez or Dwight Howard. There's going to be a lot of open corner threes that guys like Sean Williams and Anthony Morrow should definitely benefit from.
Let me give you a hypothetical. Let's just say Dwight Howard comes back on the market and the Nets get him, and Brook Lopez, of course, will probably be included in that deal. Does that make the Nets it makes them a playoff team, but does it make them a championship contenders, or they need more pieces?
Well, I think they need more pieces, but they definitely go from wherever they are now, and I don't know where they are now, 9th, 10th, 8th, I don't know where, but you got to put them in the top four somewhere because you have arguably the best point guard in the league. You want to say Derrick Rose because he's the reigning MVP.
Right.
But Darren Williams is a better pure point guard than Derrick Rose. He's a you know, pass-first guy. And then you have the best center in the league. So you have that combination – especially at their ages, you're going to be good for a long time. Now, of course, the Nets are going to have to add pieces, and it's going to be difficult. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be difficult because when you spend that much money on two guys, it's always hard to put guys around them. Plus, they would have to get rid of young players and draft picks in order to get this done. I saw one report where five net draft picks would be going to Orlando or Portland. So you're going to have to find a way to build, but if you have Dwight Howard and Darren Williams, that certainly looks a lot better than Devin Harris and Brook Lopez, which is what the Nets started last season with.
Two more for me, Al. The first one is on the team you're covering right now, which is the New York Knicks, for the record. This is Al Iannazzone of the record, covering the Knicks this season. Starting a new beat is Al. And we're going to miss you here at Yes. I just had to throw that out there.
Thank you.
Hopefully we can get you on when the Nets are playing the Knicks. But the question is about the Knicks. 66-game season. They brought in Tyson Chandler. They have a big three now with Stoudemire, Carmelo, and Tyson Chandler. With this 66-game season, are you getting a sense at camp that the Knicks think that they can really push to get into the title this year?
Yeah, well, I think they think they've improved, and I definitely would say they've improved because what's the biggest weakness for the Knicks is defense. Now they have a defensive anchor in Tyson Chandler. Amari Stoudemire can now play power forward exclusively, which is his natural position. So I think the Knicks did well, but there are a lot of holes on that team too. If you look at it, they have a big three, but what else do they have? Landry Fields is, I guess, a second or third year player who really struggled in the playoffs last year. Tony Douglas is now the starting point guard,
right?
Because they had an amnesty Chauncey Billups. And then you look at that bench, and that's not a good bench. Mike Bibby, how much does he have left? Jared Jeffries, good defensive player, role player, he can't score. Bill Walker, Ronaldo Balkman, a couple of rookies, they need help. I do believe they're going to be okay because you got to like that front line. I don't know if they're a championship team yet, especially in a 66-game season. I mean, I think most people would agree right now, as we stand right now, the Heat and the Thunder might be in the best position to win because you've got to look at teams who are young and hungry and who can handle the schedule. The Celtics, the Lakers, the Spurs, the Mavericks, teams like that, they're going to have to rest their guys during the season at points because, you know, the playoffs are going to come fast and furious just like this regular season is going to come. So I don't know if the Knicks are yet in their class, but I definitely think they're moving up.
Okay, one more for me, and that's the Clippers. How much better did they get with Chris Paul being their point guard?
Oh, I mean, Chris Paul, clearly one of the top point guards in the league. I think 2 years ago you might have said he was the best point guard in the league. But, yeah, I envision Chris Paul and Blake Griffin being a little like Jason Kidd and Kenyon Martin back in 2001. The lobs to the basket are going to be phenomenal. And obviously Blake Griffin is a better player than Kenyon Martin. L.A. is going to love that. There's no question about it. And this is what I find so interesting about this offseason. The Clippers and the Nets are teams that superstars want to go play for. Chris Paul said he would play for the Lakers, and Dwight Howard said he would play for the Nets. Are we in a bizarro world right now? Sean Williams took the Nets over the Knicks. I mean, there definitely seems to be a shift somewhere, but I think it's great that the Clippers, you know, spent money too. I mean, they got Caron Butler. They're going to be a really good team if they can stay healthy. The question always with the Clippers, always with Chris Paul, is if you can stay healthy. But I think they're going to be one of the top teams out there now.
Hey, Al, how are you? It's Joe Auriemma. Al, I actually want to, you know, just stay with the Clippers and talk about the team that they share the building with, and that's the Lakers. Do you feel that Kobe Bryant, you know, looking at, you know, what Jim Buss, the new owner, has done with the Lakers, you know, and the botched Chris Paul deal, do you think that this kind of moves a little cachet over to the Clippers, and how happy is Kobe going to be about this whole thing?
I don't think he's happy at all. I mean, just the stuff I've seen and read. I mean, Lamar Odom was probably one of the most beloved guys in that locker room, and he's gone. And not only is he gone, he went to the Mavericks, which is the team that swept them in the playoffs, and they wanted to, you know, come back and beat them.
Yeah.
So I don't think Kobe is happy at all. How can he be? I mean, he was this close to having a superstar point guard come join him, take some of the pressure off him, and now, you know, they're a different team, and they need to make some moves too. And obviously they're in the mix for Dwight Howard. There's no question about it. They have pieces, you know, Pau Gasol, Andrew Bynum. Who knows if both of them are going to spend the year in L.A. But, you know, Kobe usually gets motivated by things, so it's going to be interesting to see how he handles this because right now no one's talking about the Lakers other than they almost got Chris Paul or they're in the Dwight Howard sweepstakes. Nobody thinks they're going to win it all this year. People are pointing to other teams. What you said, that the other team in the building might be more exciting this year. And you know, I'm not ready to say they're going to be better because Kobe Bryant is still Kobe Bryant. But that's going to – the way that shakes out is going to be very interesting.
Al, going back to Dwight Howard now, do you think that the Magic – you know, could reopen this even before the season starts, just knowing that, you know, if they do get down to it, you know, the trade deadline, that it's really, you know, they might not get as good of a deal as if they make a deal now?
It's really hard to say because I think the deal that you're looking at right now is not going to change that much from the Nets standpoint. They're going to give up whatever they can, except for Darren Williams. We know that.
Right.
And I think, you know, 1 year with Billy King that I worked and, you know, knowing his Philly track record, if Otis Smith says, I want this guy from this team, or I want, you know, I need a three, or I need a talented four, Billy's going to try to get other teams involved. You remember all the Carmelo stuff.
Absolutely.
Started out a four-team deal, became a three-team deal. Then it was a different three-team. You know, so Billy's going to work like that and try to find the pieces that Orlando would want. I don't know if they will move him before the start of the season. They got a brand new building. They need to bring the fans in, and yeah, people will still go. But are you going if Brook Lopez is your center as opposed to Dwight Howard? Probably not as frequently. So it's just something you have to watch. I mean, it really depends on how Dwight handles things, I think. You know, I saw yesterday he said my trade request still stands. I mean, he's been waffling. 2 days ago he said I could see myself ending my career here.
Yeah.
You know, this is all talk for the media. This is all things to throw everybody off. Orlando is trading Dwight Howard at some point this year, unless they somehow make a trade for a superstar that makes Dwight Howard want to stay in Orlando, which I don't think is going to happen, because all I've ever heard is he wants to go to the big market.
Right.
L.A. and New York are the other two. You know, and the interesting thing, too, will be what happens with Dallas, because Dallas is somehow involved. They've cleared a lot of cap room for next summer. I don't know if they have what it takes to make a trade this year, but, you know, their ambition is to be able to sign Dwight and Darren next summer.
Yeah, and that would be amazing because, you know, even with Dirk Nowitzki, he's still got some mileage left on his tank. You know, that would be probably the best big three in basketball if Mark Cuban can pull off that coup next summer.
Yeah, no question about it. But I do believe that if Dwight somehow gets to Brooklyn, he's not going to leave.
Yeah.
I don't think he and Darren are going to leave. I think this has been in the works for a long time. We went out to lunch with Darren, I guess it was last week, before the collective bargaining agreement was ratified and signed, so he could kind of talk about other players and it wouldn't be considered tampering. And you could just tell he had this confidence about him that Dwight wanted to come to the Nets. And sure enough, 5 days later, the reports came out, or whatever, however many days later, the reports came out that he wanted to come to the Nets. So, again, the way this plays out, I see Carmelo all over again. You know, for everyone's sake, I hope it doesn't last as long. Obviously, it can't, because that started in September and went to February. This is starting in December, going to March, is probably a month left. I think he'll be moved before March, but I'm not ready to say he's going to be moved before the start of the season.
Yeah, new barrow, new building. You know, Prokhorov, you know, when he took over this team, he had a goal and a mission, and it looks like if they can get Dwight Howard and, you know, they stay in Brooklyn with, you know, building a team around Darren Williams and Dwight Howard, it looks like he's going to accomplish everything that he set out, every goal that this guy set out for when he took over the Nets just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it would be incredible. I mean, if you think about it, you know, he said within 5 years we'd win a championship.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if you get those two, you're definitely going in the right direction. You can't say they're going to be a championship team yet, because as we talked earlier, you need the pieces around them. But then you got to get shooters. So you got to make sure you keep Anthony Morrow if you can,
right,
because I think he's going to be terrific if you play with Darren Williams and Dwight Howard. I think he's going to be terrific this year playing with Darren Williams. You saw a lot of players' games elevate last year, the 12 games Darren played with them. Now they have him for a full season, quote-unquote full season. It's only 66 games. So it'll be interesting to see how these guys develop. I think Brook is probably going to get off to a great start, you know, especially with all the trade rumors going on. And I'm sure they're going to want to show that he's okay. And let's be honest, they're probably going to want to showcase him to raise his trade value, because he's a very good player. You know, Brook gets knocked all the time. 246 games and three, hasn't missed a game.
Yeah.
He's a double-figure scorer. He can give you 18 to 20 every night. The rebounding, you know, that's what hurts him. He's not Dwight Howard. He's not.
Right.
There's no question about it. People want him to be Dwight Howard, but he's a very good center. He's one of the top five centers in the league. He can score the basketball. Not every center in the league can do that. He's a really good player that I think the Nets are going to showcase.
One more for me, Alan. It's just, what is your storyline? What's the big storyline going into this season after the lockout? what can you say is something that, you know, everybody out there really needs to look at when it comes to, you know, on the national basketball scene and even in New York?
Well, in New York, I definitely think it's this Dwight Howard thing. I mean, I think it's huge. I think, you know, it affects the Knicks, too. You got to believe that they're not happy about the Nets and being in position to grab Dwight Howard as they go into Brooklyn when they're, you know, finally the Knicks have a good ball club. On the national level, it's Dwight Howard and all these trades. It's the fact that, you know, we had a lockout that lasted 150-whatever days, and what did it accomplish? Guys are still pointing to where they want to go. Guys are still getting overpaid. Where is the competitive balance? Is there competitive balance? I don't know. I don't think you can create competitive balance. I really don't. Here we are. It's whatever it is, December, and we're doing the same exact thing we did all of last year. Superstars are dictating where they go. Guys are getting paid money that some of us probably think they shouldn't make. There was no reason for a lockout. Now we have a 66-game season, and we're in the same exact boat. Now we got to see who holds up. This is definitely going to be one of those tests of wills and everything because of the compact schedule. So it is going to be a very, very interesting season. And let's remember what happened the last time there was a lockout. The Knicks made a lot of moves, and I'm not saying the Knicks will do it this year, but they were a team that made a lot of moves, struggled throughout the year. There were talks of Jeff Van Gundy being fired. They wound up firing Ernie Grunfeld. Phil Jackson was, you know, on line one, and the Knicks gelled at the end of the season, and they went to the finals. So it's just going to be an interesting season that, at this point, you can't predict anything because the preseason starts tonight, and there's still so many rosters unsettled.
I hope Latrell Sprewell could still feed his family.
I think he's okay.
Al Iannazzone of The Record. You should follow this guy if you want to know everything about the Knicks this season. This is the guy to follow on Twitter, @Al_IannazzoneAl Iannazzone, thank you very much. As always, great stuff. And always remember, Al, whenever you need somebody to do your makeup, I'll be available.
Thanks, Chris. And thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Anytime you need me, I'm always here.
You got it, brother. Happy holidays.
You too. Thanks.
All right, that's Al Iannazzone of The Record. For Joe Auriemma, I'm Chris Sheeran. We'll see you next time right here on YesNetwork.com on the Off the Wall podcast.
The Off the Wall podcast comes to you each week on iTunes and YesNetwork.com. If you like what you're listening to, simply subscribe to the show on iTunes. And if you have an extra minute, leave a comment and rating.